My name is Frank Lombardi, and I'm a lifelong resident of Whitefield, New Hampshire. The Northern Pass has no defined route, and this application is incomplete. The first hearing should not have taken place, and neither should these, because Northern Pass does not own the route they are proposing and continue to miss multiple self-imposed deadlines on producing an official route. The project does not only affect New Hampshire residents, but all the United States. Globally, terrorism is focusing on soft targets, such as the most recent attack on the shopping mall in Kenya. Would this power line, with its remote geographic location and regional importance, be considered a soft target? I request that the Department of Energy review with Homeland Security or the appropriate authorities the possibility of this power source becoming a potential terrorist target. How can we rely on Canada for our power and not consider how we will be securing it? Next, Hydro-Québec is a public utility owned and operated by the Canadian government. In 2003, Canada opposed the U.S. decision to invade Iraq. If the United States and Canadian governments differ on future decisions, could our electricity source be negatively impacted? With such a strong dependence on Canada, would we be able to make our own decisions without asking for their input? On the same note, purchasing this foreign energy from Canada is like buying oil from Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, or Iraq. We become dependent on them, and in turn, these countries have political and economic leverage over our foreign policies. Would we just be exchanging our dependence on foreign oil for foreign hydro? My next question regards Northern Pass's hydropower undermining New Hampshire's already producing power sources. There is no need for additional power in New England, as New England is already an overproducer of energy. Of course, everyone wants cheaper prices, but Northern Pass has not proven this to be a benefit of the project. However, even if this project could reduce energy prices, at what cost? At the expense of our existing producers in New Hampshire, which sell to the same market Northern Pass is aiming for? Additionally, will Canadian hydropower imported from a foreign country be required to meet the regulations of New Hampshire's Public Utilities Commission? Or will Hydro-Québec set any price they want, especially once our producers have been edged out of the market? Our local wood chip plants like Whitefield Power and Light and Pine Tree Power are already struggling as it is. These topics need to be addressed in the DOE study. Lastly, I'm requesting the Department of Energy pursue Section 7 of the Endangered Species Act, which requires that federal agencies take action that would jeopardize, that would jeopardize any endangered or threatened species or its habitat. United States Code Title 16, Chapter 35, 1531 requires that the guidelines for the Endangered Species Act be adhered to. The environmental impacts of this transmission line should not only be studied from within the U.S. boundaries, but within Canada as well. I respectfully request that you deny this application because it is incomplete, it is not in the interest of our national security, it jeopardizes our political autonomy, it undermines New Hampshire's already producing power sources, it is detrimental to the area's aesthetic values, which may impact property values and may jeopardize endangered or threatened species along the entire potential project route. And I would like to submit this written testimony for the official record.